Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This castle was a haunted school for boys. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Again,
yeah,
with a suggestion from a faithful listener, and I love these. I'm very excited by them because it is something that I really, a lot of the episodes that we do, I think we are very passionate about, that we find on our own or we've heard about it and we do more research. But I actually love the process of just getting something and not knowing anything about it and coming from a place of complete ignorance.
Plus, I like to, you know, what other people might be passionate about or something. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I know of this place, and you know, it's here now.
Yeah.
It exists on this podcast.
Exactly. It's like, instead of me Googling stuff, you tell me what you love.
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
You're working for free. Do you know that?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course. You want to keep doing it.
Yeah, keep it.
What more can you do?
Keep it up. So if you like this episode, if you like our podcast, send us some.
Yeah.
Send us your faves.
Send us your faves. You can email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com. Go to the Instagram, which is instagram.com/ghosttownpod.
Exactly.
And if you want to hear bonus episodes,
whoa,
they're stacking up, baby.
Ooh.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. It's $2 a month.
That's nothing.
There's so many bonus episodes stacked up, waiting.
And there are some great ones in there.
I know.
There's some of my favorites, I have to say.
Definitely one of my favorites is in there that I think off the top of my head. There's one of mine that are my favorite. I'm not telling you.
You're not telling you?
No.
They have to
go and
even
check
when
it
they
out.
Subscribe, they have to guess what your favorite is?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, you're so mysterious.
But they like doing the work for free.
They like to, okay, clearly.
I'm not spoon feeding.
Okay. So this is nice because, again, my parents have really been suggesting a lot of stuff for us to do. And I have like parental suggestion fatigue. So anyone is a welcome.
Anyone that's not your parent.
Yeah.
You're in.
How did they know about so many abandoned places? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes they're like, I'm like, Dad, that's not abandoned.
It's a Denny's. Not,
it's our house.
Yeah.
Like, it's not it's like a building.
Yeah.
Like, they think that they'll suggest anything if it's just like a building. Even not, just stories of missing persons. I'm like, that doesn't even have a building involved in it.
Yeah.
They're just like,
where's the Lindbergh baby?
Yeah, exactly. D.B. Cooper?
Yeah.
That's not a building.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in a building. There's no buildings involved. Anyway, they're very nice people, but I'm very happy to get this suggestion from Burnt Reynolds on Instagram.
What's
up, Burnt?
That's
his real name?
Burnt is. I don't know about the Reynolds.
Okay. That's fair. He suggested the Preston Castle, and it's one of the first suggestions we got, and I'm very excited about it because I did a cursory Google of it, and it looks like Hogwarts. Like, it's like, it is a castle. It's a giant, I feel like I grew up around so much brutalist cement architecture that anything where it's like, oh, we have to make something, let's make it into a castle. Let's build a giant castle to house this lunchroom. You know, like, it doesn't matter. People just like really had a lot of pride in architecture where I was growing up. It was like a cement block. Yeah, it's a bar or a school. I don't know.
Check out this strip mall.
Yeah, why not? Right? Anyway, the Preston Castle, which is not what it's called. It's actually formerly the Preston School of Industry, was one of the oldest and best known reform schools in the United States. It's in Ione, California, in Amador County. It's north of us. In 1890, the 230-acre plot of land was bought for $30 an acre to house this Preston School of Industry, established by the state legislature as a progressive action towards rehabilitating rather than simply imprisoning juvenile offenders. After construction was finished in 1890, this Romanesque revival institution, and it is, it's like this giant red building, and it doesn't feel like it belongs in California. It feels very East Coast to me. In fact, it reminds me of the Chicklet Mansion in Park Slope, which is the heir to the Chicklet fortune lived there, and it was the first first private-owned elevator, and actually a bunch of their servants died playing around with it while they were gone on a vacation. Great story. Maybe we'll talk about that building one day. Yeah. I don't know. You'll have to see. Maybe we'll talk about it on Patreon, and you'll have to subscribe.
Come on. We're really teasing this real good.
I know, right? So it was opened June 13th, 1894, with 7 wards, minors, under the guardianship of the state, but not necessarily juvenile offenders, were transferred from San Quentin State Prison. The original building, known colloquially as Preston Castle, or the castle, was very self-sufficient. The large acreage of the purchase allowed the boys to grow their own food, raise livestock, and learn farming trades. Additionally, there was a print shop, bakery, and cobbler shop where the students, wards, whatever, and other youth could learn skills for self-preservation in the real world. So I think that's a common theme with a lot of these buildings, or rehab centers, hospitals, where it's like back in the 1800s, it was like, you learn, like you, there's a lot of like functionality to what you're doing there. A lot of work, a lot of like physical activity. I don't feel like it's quite that way anymore. I could be wrong though. We'll see. So the superintendent controlled life inside the Preston School of Industry, where discipline was extreme. Loss of privileges seemed minor in comparison to starvation, isolation, public paddling, lashings. All of these things were very common at Preston. A convicted burglar, Samuel Goines, arrived at Preston School in July 1918. In his first year, he attempted to escape 3 times. On April 19th, 1919, during his third attempt, a Preston guard named John Kelly shot him in the back. At 20 years old, he died 2 months shy of his release date. Ugh. He was buried in the Preston Cemetery along with 16 other young men who died within the school walls, mostly from disease like yellow fever and tuberculosis.
Wow.
Right? Okay. Not a... Don't listen to this on like a fun Saturday at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. Just listen to it.
Who's at the beach now?
What? People are at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ibiza.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for all our Ibiza listeners. I mean,
exactly.
All our Cancun heads out there.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right. That's right. You like a vacay. You like a vacay. I know you. The murder of Samuel Goines was not the only fatal act of violence that occurred at the school. In 1950, Preston's head housekeeper, Anna Corbin, was beaten to death in the school's basement. A flimsy case was formed against Eugene Monroe, one of the few black children at the school. Ugh. Tried twice, the jury was hung each time, and her killer was never found. But at least he didn't go to jail. Sometimes justice is half done.
Yeah.
I would say.
Never 100% though.
No, it's a good 60. It's like a C plus.
Yeah.
C minus.
We'll take it.
I don't know. So the castle was vacated in 1960, shortly after new buildings had been constructed to replace it. The abandoned building had since been named a California historical landmark and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Those who have toured the grounds since have reported many strange sights and sounds, of course, slamming doors, falling objects, disembodied voices, and ghostly physical contact, which I consider it's like hand on the shoulder or a little breath on your neck. That's what I would like if I were to encounter a ghost, which I haven't, but I would like that. So if any ghosts are listening.
Yeah.
Hi. In Ibiza.
Yeah.
And now you can experience the paranormal firsthand. In April 2009, the Preston Castle is offering monthly overnight ghost tours.
Ooh. It's already, I mean, it's a castle, so we're already like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Right? But you can go in the website. They have tours not of the ghostly variety as well. They are very open to a lot of different activities inside. This is, I think we were talking about again, like creating a functional space out of something that a lot of horrible things happen. I think this is probably a good example of that. Also, the website's like pretty cool.
And it's the home state of California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're heading up north, why not check it out?
Yeah. Why don't I?
Yeah. You go call up Burt Reynolds, DM Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, okay.
Be like, we're doing this.
We're going. Can you pick us up?
Your bags. Can you pick us up? Could you, we're not paying for gas money.
No. And could we stop at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, no, I'd love a slice of pizza, 7-Eleven pizza.
Have you eaten 7-Eleven pizza?
Of course I have. I'm disgusting. Uh-huh. You haven't?
No.
What do you get at 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven, I mean, it's usually something like either protein bars, if I'm like pretending, or it's like the donuts. The donuts is probably the closest thing of like really? The food there. And they're excellent. Excellent donuts.
Excellent?
Excellent donuts.
Are you using parentheses here on excellent?
Nope.
I guess.
They are. They're really good, sturdy donuts. Like Dunkin' Donuts-esque donuts.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I'm not a big sweets person, so I'm going to eat all my garbage in a savory. Yeah.
Oh. I hate when people say that. I'm not a sweets person.
Well, I mean, I eat garbage all the time.
Yeah.
It just has cheese on it and is deep fried and usually has some spicier noodle component. We're still the same.
So if you want to take Rebecca out, mm-hmm. take her to 7-Eleven, get her a slice, will you?
Could you?
No, seriously, could you? Seriously.
I'm hungry.